now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, February 19th. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. I'm joined by Barton Simmons. This is a special edition of the College Football Daily because we've got rankings today. We've got the top 247 for the class of 2021. Barton, this is the first time in, what, 10 months that the top 247 has been updated?
Oh, I don't know. Has it? I
mean,
it feels like a long time. Yeah, I don't know the date. I don't know when it was, but it definitely feels like a long time. This is a big overhaul.
So why is this... like, why is this update such a big deal as these kids finish their junior seasons of high school and get ready for a big summer and a big fall?
Well, think about it. I mean, when the last time this ranking has really been addressed in any meaningful way, the only thing we really had to go off of was sophomore film. There's some camps performances in there, but sophomore film, those guys are 15, 16 years old. I mean, a lot of these guys are just getting their first taste of varsity competition. Some guys that maybe haven't even started playing significant varsity snaps. And now we're basing this update off of junior film, which is, I think, the most meaningful from an evaluation standpoint season of a high school career. The pool of players that we have to evaluate is dramatically bigger. The on-field product is significantly more important junior season versus sophomore season. It's a better representation of what you are as a player and what you will become. And so, you know, all that said, there's not a whole lot that we're clinging to from those sophomore evals. I mean, we're really throwing it all out the window and saying, okay, we got a basis to work with from our sophomore evals, but like let's really dig in and sort of decide who the best players are moving forward junior on, because we got a lot more information, a lot more context to work with.
So as the director of scouting for 24/7 Sports and just as a recruiting junkie, you kind of get to be a gatekeeper for college football fans, not only for like the top talent that's incoming to the college football ranks, but also sort of these hard to pronounce names. And over the years, you sort of introduced the world to the Tungavailoas and the Uiagalelei's. I've got another one for you. I'm going to let you do it because I don't want to butcher it. But the number one player so far in the class of 2021 remains
JT Tuimoloau. And so this is a shout out to Brandon Huffman. He's our guy that really has the Pacific Northwest on lockdown. And he's coached me up on JT Tuimoloau's pronunciation. And this is a kid that's he's been our number one since the beginning in this cycle, in this class. I think he's got a shot to stay number one till the end, but that is by no means a given. Not that it ever is, but this is a really tight race. There's a lot to like about JT. The Ohio States and Alabamas, Washington, Stanford's, USC's, the kind of the West Coast powers, and then the national powers are the ones chasing him. But he's a D tackle, maybe a DN, maybe an outside linebacker, could be tight end, could be a major college basketball player if he wanted to be. Just has everything athletically you want at a premium position, and he's certainly kind of set the pace, but there's some guys nipping at his heels for sure.
This is probably the first time most of our audience has heard about JT. They heard a lot about Brian Brzee last cycle, and a lot of you talked about him a lot on this podcast. How would you compare, if it's the same position, how would you compare JT's development to Brzee's at the same point?
Yeah, I think, both guys were, I don't want to say default number ones, but just sort of the guys that they weren't sort of emphatic number ones. They were the guys that we were most confident in at the time. And both of them at this point, at this stage, sort of following their junior year, did enough to hang on to that. I think the difference between Brzee and Tuimoloau is that Brzee, we had seen already at this point in a lot of national all-star events, whereas Tuimoloau is spends so much time on the basketball court and the AAU circuit in the offseason, we love. Like, I would prefer that for most players in terms of developing a diverse skill set, but a little bit more of an unknown from the national side of things in terms of providing that context, seeing him go in one-on-ones against the elite offensive lineman in the class. Like, there's just a little more unknown from the number one spot on him, but very little skepticism. Like, there's plenty of optimism that he is that good. But it's just, you know, when you're playing in the state of Washington, you're not playing, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas or, you know, Westlake or Modern Day or whatever, you know, there's just a little bit less context for us on him.
Appreciate the Austin Westlake shout out. So the top three remains the same. Corey Foreman committed to Clemson. He's number two. Jack Sawyer committed to Ohio State. He's number three. Defensive ends here.
Yeah.
And you see a high upside.
Yeah, I mean, Corey Foreman, I mean, what a get for Clemson out of the West Coast. Again, number one player on the West Coast. And so he's an elite player. Again, we have seen him at the opening finals and all-star settings be dominant as an underclassman. So, like, there's zero question about his physical traits. And then Jack Sawyer, haven't seen him as much on the all-star circuit, but his film is just awesome, and he does so many things. He's the Ohio State commit. You know, plays offense, plays quarterback, tight ends, you know, runs the football, defensive ends, like 13 and a half sacks, I mean, whatever you want, plays basketball. Like, there's a lot of kind of secondary authentications of his athleticism and his ability. And so we're pretty confident he's a top tier guy as well.
Ohio State's actually got two players committed in your top 10 with new five-star Donovan Jackson joining the ranks at number eight. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to dive into a really deep crop of quarterbacks.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
All right, so I mentioned that deep crop of quarterbacks, Barton. You've got 12 arms in the top 100 of the top 247 for 2021, led by Caleb Williams, the uncommitted quarterback at number six overall, who, hey, if you're talking about a quarterback, you're talking about a guy who's number six right now, you know, 11 months out from the final rankings, this is a kid who could be number one overall by the time the class is over.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime a quarterback, we dub him a five-star. If anytime we feel like he has five-star traits, I think you have to consider him as the number one player overall because of the value of the quarterback position. And so we've dubbed Caleb Williams a five-star. He has 4.5 speed in the 40-yard dash. He rushed for over 800 yards. He has incredible arm talent, plays the game with the feel, instincts, and sort of mobility that you want at today's modern quarterback, and he's played an elite competition level, and he's checked all the boxes in terms of college staffs that love him as well. So, like, there's just nothing not to like about the kid. National offer list, national priority, and he is, yeah, he hits the five-star threshold, and I think that means he's going to be in contention for number one throughout.
It's rare. I mean, it's only February, but it's still getting kind of rare to see an elite quarterback uncommitted at this point in the process. Caleb Williams, the recruitment seems up in the air. 33% of the crystal ball picks for LSU. 33 are undecided. Oklahoma's got a few picks. Maryland's got a few picks. Recently had his profile picture on Twitter, a Clemson photo. He just changed it to LSU. So
yeah,
this will be fun to track, and it'll be interesting. I don't know. I don't think he set a commitment date, but it'll be interesting the longer he drags it out if we turn into a Justin Fields-type spectacle by the time the Elite 11 rolls around. Other quarterbacks, Barton, these guys are committed. Sam Heward to Washington, J.J. McCarthy to Michigan, Brock Vandegrift to Georgia, Drake May to Alabama. We don't need to talk about all those guys, but of the names I just mentioned, is there someone you want to highlight?
Well, Drake May trended up a little bit, and he was a kid that you know, a lot of our national guys were excited about. You know, Charles Power really excited about him. Steve Wilfong was really excited about him. I think one thing that really caught our attention from the national group is just the productivity and efficiency. I want to say he threw 50, 51 touchdowns, something like that. Only two interceptions, and 65% completions, you know, upwards of that. So, I mean, that's sort of what you're looking for out of that these elite quarterbacks, and he was a high priority for a lot of these major programs as well. And so Drake May certainly had the kind of junior season that we felt sort of put him in that elite tier. I think, you know, another junior year in that sort of top 50 kind of range that we were excited about was what we saw out of Notre Dame commit Tyler Buckner. Now, he doesn't play a very high level of competition, but I don't know that there's much more you can do against that competition than what he did. Remember, there's a kid that was out his junior season with an injury, an elite lacrosse player. So we knew he had some athletic traits to him, but just there was nothing to rank him on other than camps. And so his junior season, he blew it out of the water and certainly validated himself as a guy that we had to sort of kind of include in that pretty high level tier of the quarterback cycle.
You've got Buckner at 50, Ohio State's Kyle McCord at 57, uncommitted Miller Moss at 62 out of California, USC's Jake Garcia 71. I mean, we got a lot of guys in here. Caden Salter out of Texas, uncommitted, 89. And then Texas quarterback commit Jalen Milroe at 95. And then Virginia Tech, Demetrius Davis at 96 overall. Barton, we're going to wrap this up, but I'm going to kind of put you on the spot. Is this the best quarterback class since, I don't know, like 2018?
I mean, I think in terms of depth early on, this has got to be the best I've covered, and I've been doing this for 15 years or so. I don't remember one with this kind of depth. And things will sort out, and I'll get a better feel for whether this is real or not. I mean, some of these guys might sort of dip and fall back to the pack a little bit. But typically, what we see is we start to like these guys better, and we, you know, they elevate. And so I just think it's going to be really fun sorting this class out. There's probably other classes that have had more five-star level kids. Now, I could change my mind on this, but in terms of just the depth of quality talent, depth of guys that can come in and give you a chance to win a national championship, I think this class is got a chance to be one of the best we've seen at the quarterback position.
Wow, high praise. That's going to do it for today's episode of the College Football Daily. If you appreciate what we're doing, please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. For Barton Simmons, for Connor Tapp, for our producer, Tony Levitt, I'm Trey Scott. We'll see you on the next edition of the College Football Daily.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.